And on the line now I have Bernard Mulvaney, who is People Before Profit public rep and also a disability rights campaigner. And good morning, Bernard.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about a bit of good news, but before we go for that, will you just explain to people the Access for All campaign that's been going on now for a while?
This is a campaign that formed out of, grew out of an observation over a couple of years that the lifts constantly on our Dart line were out of order, and people found it really hard to access platforms. People with disabilities, the elderly, and parents when they had pushchairs and the like. So we were sort of observing it for a couple of years, and we saw this was a continuation. It kept happening all the time. Lifts out of order, people stranded on platforms, and we just couldn't see any end in sight. I met up with a young man, Sean O'Kelly, a young wheelchair user who's also involved in disability rights. And Sean had been left on a platform in Clontarf in 2016, abandoned on his own. There was no one there, and you can imagine how vulnerable you'd feel in a wheelchair. And so myself and Sean sort of popped our heads together, and I said, listen, this needs to be sorted out. We need to start getting vocal on this, and we'll try and implement some change. So we just over a year ago then we invited the IWA, the CRC, all the politicians in the area if they would be interested in getting involved with a campaign to get the lifts working, to invest in this infrastructure, and we'd get these lifts. We'd highlight this issue and apply pressure, hopefully that we'd be able to get the lifts working. The narrative that was coming from Irish Rail was that they were always had always wanted the funds, but that the funds were never made available to them. We sent out the call, and we kicked off the summer 12 months ago down outside the Clontarf Dart station. That constantly was out of order. That would be my local station, and that would you need the lift there, because you've got to go up three flights to get to the top, to get over and come down three flights to get to the other side even. And so the lifts were constantly out of order, and that was the place that Sean was left on his own for half an hour on the platform. So we launched there. We had a great turnout, a lot of media, and a lot of people turned up. And it, what was sort of something that was in the background, all of a sudden came to the fore, and people started to take notice, and people started to realise, yeah, that's something actually that affects me as well, because I've got kids, or I want to get my bike up onto the platform. Yeah. A lot of people cycling, they'll see them cycle down to the station, get into the lift, up to the platform, bike on the train into town, and they couldn't do that. So we decided, myself and Sean, we would go out nearly twice a week, pick a station. We had literature we would hand out, just small little cards that would ask people to support the cause, that they would like us on Twitter, Facebook, and the likes, and then that they would email the Minister of Transport. At the time was Shane Ross. That these issues need to be addressed, that this needs to come to the fore. And slowly but surely it started to build, and day in, day out, we'd post every day online. People started getting involved. They started telling us, because obviously we can't be everywhere, so South Dublin, they'd email us and say, would you believe it, there's lifts out today, and there's lifts here today. And it was just huge. There's only 34 stations on the Dart, and just even today now, It's funny, today, after bad weather, today now there's 10 stations where the lifts aren't working, and that's not including Malahide is currently undergoing a refurbishment. So out of the 30-odd stations, 10 of those are broke down, and it's always when there's really bad weather, or it's just generally they just seem to fail. There's never anything less than 5 out of order.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. As you said earlier, I think I've been talking about this now for years. I remember people were saying you had to ring the station to book somebody to be there to help you if you're a wheelchair user, and sometimes you'd arrive at the station and nobody'd be there.
Yeah, that's another one of our issues as well, is people with disabilities in Dublin have to give 4 hours notice to travel. And if you live outside Dublin, you have to give 24 hours notice to travel. Now, Irish Rail, they say that is to make sure there's someone in the station to help you. But I mean, we said the numbers are there. Irish Rail has said that the DART is the most profitable piece of infrastructure transport in the country. You know, everyone is trying to leave the car at home, and public transport is becoming more and more important to people's daily lives. And yet, there doesn't seem to be any investment going in. And what we've asked for is, because people feel somewhat, a lot of the time they would say it was antisocial behaviour, the lifts were out because of antisocial behaviour. Well, we said, well, why not start putting back into the station staff? Let's get staff on the platforms, staff in the offices there. I mean, the guys that are there, they're brilliant, and they're fully behind the campaign. But I mean, you go down to any of the stations that are manned, and those staff members have to look after three stations either side of the station they're in. And I mean, so that's why you give 4 hours notice.
Yeah.
If you're in a wheelchair or you need help to get onto a DART, you need to give 4 hours notice just to be able to do that. And you know, that doesn't cut it anymore, you know, because we have people out there with their disability trying to live their life, work their job, and they need to be able to jump on a DART whenever that suits, because they have families. They want to go out for a day. They want to go to Bray or wherever they want to go. And they can't do that. They have to give 4 hours notice. And I mean, that's not good enough. Like, and it all boils down to, just, you know, it's a simple fact. It's just been underfunding, consistently underfunded the whole time. And, you know, that needs to change. That needs to change now.
Yeah.
And, we've been very fortunate in the beginning. Richard Boy Barrett got involved straight away. I mean, we invited everyone. Richard was the first one to respond, and he got involved with us and has been with us the whole way. And then when he got elected in Skerry's, Joe Bryan, the Green TD, Joe got involved as well, because he had an incident with the lift out in Skerry's, and he really liked the campaign. So he got involved as well, and because he understands that, you know, we can't push public transport on people if the public transport doesn't work. So, you know, and we have a whole cohort of individuals, like even in Dublin Bay North, like you've got the IWA and you've got the CRC, and you know, these are disability users that need to be able to access public transport, and when the lifts don't work, they can't do that.
Yeah.
So they can't.
Now, did you recently get a commitment from the government, Bernard?
When the programme for government was being formed, we got a message that it was going to be a priority, that it had been put into the programme for government that all the DART stations needed to be upgraded. Now, we were delighted to hear that, but we were a bit sceptical, because we're always afraid of promises, and especially then with the current pandemic and the situation and the talk of no funds, we thought, like, oh, it'll be, you know, this is just another, just to keep us quiet type thing, you know?
Yeah.
But then there was the announcement last week. We got a phone call very late night that there was an article in the Irish Times that Irish Rail were about to start the upgrades. And they started in Malahide Monday. So Malahide is getting the first retrofit of these new lifts and this new system. And they're putting in just over €3.5 million into a group of stations that they've earmarked that are trouble spots, and we're quite fortunate now in North Dublin. We have seven of those initial stations would be in North Dublin. So there'll be like Donabate, Raheny, that's another big problem station, Balbriggan, and Clontarf. Clontarf is going to get an amazing new system, because they're putting in the best of the best, because we were highlighting it so much, and they saw the issues there, and they saw the issues around certain stations, and they needed to invest the money into new state-of-the-art lifts, and it looks like that's what they've planned to do. So this year, that's they're going to, up to the end of this year, they'll do it's about 13 stations. And also another station that's consistently having trouble is Dunleary. Just there, just about 4 weeks ago, another young man in a wheelchair got trapped in the lift there, so they had to call the fire brigade to get him out. You know, and that's good enough.
No, that's terrible.
So, no, it's not good enough. So Dunleary is that's penciled in as well. That's going to be after Heaney. That's that's penciled in now for these new robust lifts that are supposed to be vandal-proof and maintenance-robust, that they'll be able to take a bit of a hiding, you know, because sometimes they say, like, I have no doubt today the reason there's 10 stations without lifts is because of the weather.
Yeah.
And the ingress of water causes terrible troubles with the lifts. But when you look around the world, there's rail lines all along seaboards, all in high-density cities where, you know, there will be a lot of everything, and yet they don't have these issues. So it's just underfunding, underinvestment, and, you know, it's great to see this commitment. It's great to see that there's been a lot of people highlighting it over the years, but yeah, for some reason, I think just the commitment of the campaign and the fact that we also included people with disabilities, we wanted them to have their voice heard. So we wanted them to lead the way. We asked, like, young Sean is there, I have a daughter in a wheelchair. So we wanted them to tell the story, not able-bodied people. I mean, I know it affects me because it's my daughter, but
yeah,
we wanted them to tell the story, and we wanted to show people how much it impacts on their lives. And I think that's what really resonated with people. They could see, yeah, that could be my son or daughter, and I don't want to see them left on a platform when it's such an easy fix. We just need political will and the funds to be made available. So, we're really, really excited about this development and about the commitment and the fact that the works have started. It shows that people power really does
yeah,
work,
yeah.
Like, you know.
So do you reckon congratulations now are in order? Or is it premature?
Well, there was a few people asking us. It was like, because when we look at it, the bigger picture, there's a lot of great activists out there that are highlighting a lot of issues. I mean, there's huge issues around the buses there, and there's activists there that are they're taking, you know, the public transport system to task. You know, they're saying that they're not inclusive, they're not accessible, and I think, until such a time as we can have a really, truly accessible public transport system. Now, it's not going to be perfect, but we have to be included in the conversation, and we have to be able to put forward, this is the reality of the situation, that, you know, if we have to leave our cars at home, we need this to be accessible and for everyone to be able to use it. And I think we can congratulate ourselves. It's a great little win. You know, the
DART
is really, it's a really important piece of infrastructure. I really hope now that these lifts are going to be robust and that we won't see the kind of outages that we consistently see, like 10 stations a day inaccessible. I really hope that, you know, this is going to pave the way. I mean, they're going to extend the DART line out. I'd like to think that they'll put in the best of the best in that as well, because it makes sense, you know. But it's a great victory, to be honest, for people who've just gone out there. We've had great support, but you have to put in the hours, you have to put in the legwork. We're out there a couple of times a week. We don't get paid for it. I'm a carer. Sean, he's trying to get work, and the young man in a wheelchair, and others that were helping us in their wheelchairs getting out there. Young people in college with disabilities saying we need public transport. So it was a great collective effort, and it seems to have brought to the fore, and people have accepted now we need to have inclusive transport if we're really going to be serious about tackling the climate crisis and asking people to leave their cars at home, you know. So it's a
Well, listen, fair play to you, Bernard, and your colleagues, and hopefully everything goes according to plan, because, as I said, it's been going on for a long time now, and it's about time something was done. Is there anything you'd like to add, Bernard, before we go?
Well, it's just, it's again like that, that we have, that's one issue we've been able to meet head on, and we've been able to get a result, and just to show people, like, these are, when people get involved, that's the thing. I know it's really hard for people at times, but when people actually do get involved and they do take people to task over it, like, I mean, we have so many crises facing us at the moment, and we have a housing crisis there too, which affects everybody and affects people with disabilities. It would be great to see people, you know, start to get involved in actions there. There's a couple of groups. There's a march in town in 2 weeks' time. The Housing Action Group are organiser Patrick Neilis, just in relation to getting homes built for people. That's another huge issue that faces people with disabilities. We get a lot of people commenting to us about that, you know, that I don't see myself ever moving out from a family home because there's just no provision there for me to be independent and living independently. And that compounded with the fact that so many families that are in homelessness and in accommodation and all that kind of stuff. But it shows that people, I mean, we're only a small movement, but it shows that if you really work hard and put pressure on the political establishment, that we can get results. You know, that if we leverage them hard enough, we get the results we need for the betterment of our community. And this is just one step, because the lifts and the stations being accessible is going to be great for everyone, for parents, for the elderly, for people with disabilities. And that can only be a positive for your community. So, you know, people power really does work.
It does, yeah. We've seen that with the water charges as well, Bernard.
Yeah, yeah. That's it, John, you see. There you go, exactly. And really, if we're talking about housing, that's the next movement, yeah. You know. I mean, we've got, it's huge. Too many people are suffering. We're a wealthy society. That needs to change, you know. It really does.
Okay, well, listen, Bernard, thanks very much for taking the call, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. Hopefully it'll be even better news.
Absolutely, John. Thanks very much for giving us the time, John. We really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, Bernard.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Right, that was Bernard Mulvaney there, People Before Profit rep and disability rights campaigner, and a bit of good news there. Hopefully everything will go according to plan.